Well, these are the type post-game press conferences you want to come to. This is it's a good feeling for our football team, and just a credit to our coaches, our players for believing and what we were trying to get accomplished this week, and then going out and executing our game plan across the board. We had some injuries in this ball game. Mr. Trial Raymond hurt his ankle. We'll learn more about it probably in the next 24 hours, exactly the extent of the injury. Jared, you guys saw us taking him out of the game late, and the only reason we did that, he was having neck spasms, so we had to do that and try to keep him to where we could use him in a crucial situation, and boy, did it work out. That play he made at the end was vintage. Jared Allen did a great job of coming up with a big play for us. We weren't sure if he was going to be able to go back in the game, and he did a great job. To come away from the game with one penalty, after we emphasized all week long about the importance of, you know, not having to play against ourselves, just very proud of our players. To come up with three turnovers against a team that, I mean, what, 30 quarters without turning the football over, and we get three in the same game. So just kudos to our players, our defense for coming up with some big stops, our offense, Kristen Ponder, just a complete team win all the way across the board. Great job by our guys.
All week about facing a physical team, including that's what they're known as. You guys are more physical than them today. How did you guys go about doing that?
I tell you, Tom, you might not remember this, but you asked me a question early in the week. You said, and we were talking about the physicality of their team, and you said, they do a great job of running the ball and stop and run. Is that the template for that you guys are aspiring to? And I didn't share it with you, but I shared it with our team. That burned me up because I really feel like here we've set the template on how to run the ball, how to defend the run. And I wanted our team to know that there are doubts about the physicality of our football team, and our guys responded. And, we have a lot of guys with a lot of pride, and we've got to, you know, keep doing this throughout the year. But they rose to the challenge against a very good team. I mean, San Francisco is a good football team. We knew that. There's no doubt in my mind that they'll be there right at the end again this year. They are a good team. But we think, although we had a hiccup a week ago, that we have a team that is worthy of playing the way we played today.
You emphasized trying to get off to a great start. You did with that opening drive. You're facing the fourth down from the one-yard line. It seemed like there was no hesitation as far as going for it. Could you talk about the decision that entered into that?
Well, we talked, you know, all week long with our players about being aggressive and really taking it to these guys. I mean, they're a good team, as I mentioned, and you don't want to, back away from a challenge. And that was a challenge for us on fourth and one. We have a lot of confidence in our players in that situation, especially in the fact that it was so early in the game. And fortunate for us, you know, Christian made a great play, and I think it was Kyle who made the catch. Just a terrific job by our players. But it just goes back to the things that we were preaching throughout the week. It would not have been good for us to back away from that challenge at that moment.
What does this win mean for your team at this time against a team that a lot of people think might be the best in the NFC?
That's a big win, Joe. It validates the confidence that we have as a staff and our players, and it should be something that hopefully we can build on the rest of the season, because there's no question that is a very good football team, and to come home and defend our home turf the way we did at Mall America Field, that's a big deal, and we've got to somehow capitalize on this as a team and use it throughout this next week as we prepare for our next opponent. But it's a big win. It's hard to win in the NFL, and it's hard to win against a team that is as talented as they are.
How much do you think that Christian's ability to scramble and pick up yards affected the aggressiveness of their D-line?
I know it creates issues anytime a quarterback is mobile and he's able to scramble and make the plays on the run that he did. I mean, it definitely puts some thoughts into a coordinator's head. And Christian has been doing that in, the three games we've had this season, moving around and making plays. And today he was great at doing that. But I'm sure it had to affect their D-line along with their coaches, just seeing him move around and make plays.
Did you feel like this was his best game, throwing the ball and making decisions?
I thought from a decision-making standpoint, it may have been his best game. He did a lot of good things on the move, but even in the pocket. I know there was one occasion where they were barreling down on him, and there were times in the past where he might have held on the ball a little bit longer and taken a sack, but he ended up throwing the ball out of bounds. And I said on the headset, I said, man, he's growing up. Man, he's getting it, because you don't – in certain situations, you got to recognize when is the play dead, and he's beginning to do that. and that's going to make us a better football team going forward.
Like the Chad Greenway of 2009, 2010 today, didn't it? Just that's as active as he's been in a long time.
It was great. It was great by Chad. His leadership on the sidelines, on the field, making the big plays, that's what we need from him. And it was just great to see him step up along with the other guys. I mean, Jamarca having to step in and as early as he did and play as well as he did for as long as he did. I mean, just a lot of guys stepped up. Jasper coming up with big hits. Everson Griffin, just so many guys. Josh getting his first interception. So even got A.J. Jefferson in there to get his hands on that number 85. So a lot of guys stepped up and helped us to be successful today.
Do you have a feeling this game was not going to ever end? There was seemingly a lot of confusion out there. I know you can't speak specifically about the refs, but there was a lot of – you were very animated on the sidelines, Les.
Yeah, it was it's one of those things that, you know, we'll have to get some clarification about on Monday. There were some head scratchers. Ain't no question about it. But, you know, we'll just proud of our guys, not getting caught up. We talked about this during the week, not getting caught up in anything other than just playing the next play. And our guys did a good job of that. So just proud of the way they responded.
Get an explanation.
Like I said, I had to get some more clarification on Monday as to exactly what was happening in that final sequence. I'd mess it up to try to explain it to you. I would.
How does this game rank among all the games you've been the Vikings head coach?
Well, anytime you win at home against a good football team, that's a good thing. I mean, we talk all the time with our players about defending Mall of America Field. I mean, this has to be a place where it's tough for anybody to come in here and think that they can get a win. And our fans helped us tremendously today. There were moments where they affected the 49ers offense, and I've witnessed that many a times in my tenure here, where our fans really make it difficult for opposing teams to come here and be successful. And we wanted to get off to a good start to keep our fans engaged, and our guys did that. I think we had a 16-play drive early in the game to get it going. Our defense got off the field, I think, in five plays. And from that point on, our fans were engaged, and that was huge for us. So just a big win for us in a lot of ways.
The most complete game, though, maybe since you started in 2010?
Maybe. I mean, for us to go from start to finish the way we did and handle the adversity towards the end of the game the way we did, just shows the maturity of our guys. I mean, they're maturing. We're a young team, but they're getting it. And, you know, there'll be other trials and tribulations as we go forward, but this is one we'll definitely celebrate.
Philadelphia a couple of years ago was a little like this too, but that was at the end of the season where you made plays in all the phases and you beat a very good team. Getting this in week three, how do you go about carrying this over now and facing a really good team again next week?
That's the $64,000 question right there, Tom. We got to find a way to bottle this and improve. I mean, although there were a lot of good things that happened today, I think our guys learned a lot from that game a week ago in our preparation as well. Because our preparation this week, I remember telling Mark this on Friday, was on point. I mean, the way we prepared this week, you knew that we were going to play good football. I didn't say that to our team before we played in it. We did not handle the success against Jacksonville the right way. And I mentioned that to our players during the week prior to ended. But we came back this week, and our guys were locked in. They were focused throughout the week, and it showed in the way we played.
Going into halftime to block the field goal and turn around and come back down and get a field goal.
I know, that was huge. I mean, it was a big turnaround for us. I mean, it could have been a six-point swing, but, you know, our defense, along with Matt Khalil out there, you know, helping us on field goal block, that was a huge sequence for us, because that's demoralizing. When you drive the ball the way they did and get in position to come away with no points, and then we get the ball back and we go down to get points, that's hard now. That'll stick in your craw a little bit as a coach. So that was a big sequence for our football team.
What do you feel like coming out of the locker room in halftime? Is there a sense of confidence that hasn't been there in the past?
I don't know about sense of – I don't know if we ever lost our confidence. It's just – you just know – when you're playing a team as good as they are, that you have to play for four quarters. You can't have a letdown in any phase, and you hope that your team is mature enough to understand that and be able to handle it. And then they return the opening kickoff, you know, and put themselves in a position to get a score. And to our defense's credit, they rose up, held them to a field goal, which was huge at that point because momentum was about to shift. So, you know, just a part of the maturation for our football team, being able to handle things coming out of half. I mean, we'll have to continue to go forward and grow in that area, but that was a big stop by our defense.
Winfield had a rather animated talk in front of your team the other day. Do you encourage having other voices heard besides your own, especially when it comes from a veteran on your football club?
No doubt. You know, Mike Jenkins has talked to our team at one point or another during this season. So has Brian Robinson. Last night, one of our coaches talked to our team about, you know, a game like this. So, yeah, I do. I encourage some of our veteran players to kind of show our young players what it takes to win in this league, and the fact that there are no easy wins in the National Football League. There are no easy games. You got to be able to come ready to play every single week and learn how to prepare to win. So I do encourage some of our veteran players from time to time to stand in front of our team and just explain to them, you know, what they're in for.
Mistral was in a lot of pain, and he was on crutches in the locker room. Are you, at this point, probably going to have to use Jamarca next week in that safety role?
Well, just from the naked eye, it looks like a very serious injury, but I don't know all the details, so we'll have to wait and see.
Who was the coach that addressed the team?
I had George Stewart, who was a former 49er from many years back, and you know, he had some things to say that were good, very good.
You don't mind Christian going to him even when he's covered just because of what, you know, the catch radius you always talk about?
Yeah, Kyle, I mean, he's a terrific ball catcher. When he came off after making that one touchdown catch, and I gave him a high five, he said, "Coach, you know I make those kind of catches, you know?" The confidence that he has and the confidence that Christian has in him, it shows up. I mean, we believe if we get it close to him, he's going to come up with the football, and he's done it time and time again in his short time here. And that's one of the reasons, you know, when Rick and the staff were talking about him and we were thinking about drafting him, and that was one of the things that you were encouraged about, not just his length, but his catching radius, and it shows up, you know, every time he's near the red zone. Well, you notice he wasn't in there late in the ball game, and part of it was we looked at the number of carries, and, you know, we wanted to preserve him a little bit, and but those carries got up there for good reason. He did a great job for us, and he had mentioned to me during the week, "Coach, you don't have to limit me anymore. I'm ready, you know, feed me." And Bill and I and James Saxon, we talked about it during the week, and he handled it. He did a great job. So.
All right. Thanks, Lance.